Trumos Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. We've already talked about the individuals whose Truma, even B'diyeved, is no good. So now we're going to meet some people who B'diyeved, it would be okay if they separated out Truma. And there's different reasons for some of these individuals why they are L'chadchila not supposed to do the job. The Mishnah begins, Chamisha Lo Yisromu. The following five individuals should not designate or separate out Truma. But V'im Tarmu, but if they did, B'diyeved Trumasan Truma. And they are ha'ilem, the person who is deaf but can speak because he was not deaf from birth. We met him before in an earlier Mishnah. V'hashikar, and a drunk person. V'ha'arom, a naked person. V'hasuma, someone who is blind in both eyes. Ubal keri, and a man who had an emission the night before and so is tamei for that day till he goes to the mikveh. Lo Yisromu, they should not give Truma. Why not? Well, in some cases, for example, the case of the blind individual or the drunk individual, they cannot pick out Truma properly because the Torah says the Truma should be Mikol Chelbo, from the choicest portion, from the best of the crop, and a blind person can't see which crop is best. And a drunk person can't tell the difference between which one is best. Drunk, according to the Gemara, is defined as somebody who can't speak properly in front of a king and can comport himself with some kind of dignity. The other individuals, the deaf person, the naked person, and the Baal Keri are in trouble because they can't make the bracha. A naked person is not allowed to make a bracha. A deaf person can't hear himself make the bracha. The Baal Keri can't say Divrei Tahara while he's Tameh. And so they can't take out the Truma L'chadchila because they can't make the bracha. But the Mishnah concludes in Tarmu, but if they did take out the Truma, Trumas on Truma, then in all these cases they're not Ma'akev. And the Truma, in fact, is B'diyeved okay. Even the people who can't tell the quality of what they're taking out, if you took out from poor quality crop on something that's better, the Truma is still good B'diyeved. Mishnah Zayin. Ein Tarmin lo b'mida v'lo b'mishkol v'lo b'minyan. When one is designated Truma and separating it out, we do not separate it by mida, by measurement, nor by mishkol, by weight, or velo b'minyan, by count. But instead, what we say is that we do it mu'umad. We do it in an approximate way, so that we get approximately what it was that the 2% that Chachamim said that we are supposed to do. V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, you're doing it b'machshava. And b'machshava doesn't mean using any mechanical means to measure it out. In fact, we learned a similar halacha in Masechta Shavuos when we were talking about doing business with Shemitah produce. You also aren't supposed to weigh it out in an exact sort of way. Aval Torim hu es hamadud ves hashakul ves hamanui. But, on the other hand, one may separate Truma from that which has already been measured, weighed, and counted. So if you have produce where you in fact did measure, weigh, and count everything out, you can then separate out the Truma. And so you can measure all the tevel to see how much truma is supposed to come out. But you don't measure out the truma measurements themselves. So in another way of putting it, you measure kind of the 100% of what you have, and then the 2% you eyeball it and then figure it out and separate it without actually measuring that part. Ein tarmin basal. We do not separate truma out with a basket. Uvakupa, or with a box or a container, shehem shel mida, which are an exact measurement. So that way, if you've got one that is exactly a 1 gallon vessel, then you don't purposely pick stuff up in the measuring cup and say, oh, there's my 2%. Try to use something that's not as exact. Aval torim hu bohen chetzion ushalishon. But you can use these measuring cups to try to use half of what's in the cup or a third of what's in the cup. So another way of putting it, if you have a 1 cup measurement but you only need a half a cup of truma, you can use the 1 cup measurement and kind of scoop up what looks like about half. That way you are doing properly the kind of eyeballing aspect of it without actually specifically measuring how much you're going to give. Lo yisron b'sa'a chetzya shechetzya mida. But if you have a 1 sa'a container, then you are not allowed to separate truma using a chatzi sa'a in the sa'a container, because that is a mida, a very precise measurement. Sa'a containers sometimes had a mark or something that said this is a half sa'a. So if somebody is going to measure one half of the one sa'a container, it's going to be pretty clear that he's actually measuring a half a sa'a. Sometimes it was either graded or it had a mark or it had like a level. So you had kind of a two-level aspect to the cup. So you shouldn't do it if it resembles doing it in an exact measurement.